I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Oh.
Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene, like a sex machine, you got to have the feeling, sure as your bone, get it together.
Good morning, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Morning. Yeah.
Just a little bit different in here, Mr. Crenshaw.
It is, it is. It is. Morning. How you?
We are live.
And we are socially distant.
Yeah, we are.
We're practicing socially distant. We're going to make sure and get a photo of that and put it out on our Twitter feed so people can see that we are practicing social distance.
Got to take my things off here.
Take your things off? Well, hold it. Don't take all your things off.
Anyway.
We are here, folks, and we are live in the Kia Studios. Yeah. So happy that you are. With hope you stick with us this morning. We came in and this is something we put a lot of thought into this week. You know, Greg and I went back and forth about it and what we wanted to do and how we wanted to handle it, and also do precautions also. And as I mentioned last week, and shout out once again to our boss Terry Fox. He's a stickler for neatness and cleanliness and all those good things. So inside the Kia
Studios,
there's
a reason for that.
Yeah, you know, but he's always been that way.
No, I'm saying there's a reason for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because anybody as diligent as us.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
But, I mean, as far as keeping the place spick and span as far as the Kia Studio, and we're doing that too, you know, and so he practices that. He stresses that for us. But, yeah.
He ain't up here cleaning, though.
No, he ain't up here cleaning.
All right, so.
But he keeps all the stuff around here to keep it clean. That's important with him.
Okay, yeah, yes, it is. Man, where do we start?
Where do we start
about the conversations we had this week, others have had.
It's been an eventful week also for the Falcons. We're going to get into that big time today because that's when the NFL has an opening to be the dominant story right now as far as sports, because they're the only thing moving, and it's not even games. But still, yeah, because of the activity with free agency and the people who are moving, I think that's the biggest, the players that are moving. It's been a thing that we've talked about. Obviously, nationally, the big thing has been Tom Brady to Tampa Bay. But here we had our own news.
Okay,
yesterday.
But all right, you stop. Let's stop right there because each one of the we got a 4-hour show. By the way, we normally are here till 9.
Yeah,
we're gonna be here till 10.
We'll be here till 10.
So we don't need to gloss over.
Oh no!
A second and let that simmer for a second. And how when you heard the news? We heard the buildup to it.
Right.
But then when it became official. When you sat back, moved away from the TV or wherever you were at doing other stuff and started thinking about that move, what's the one thing or what are some of the things that ran through your mind?
He going to get hit. He going to get the snot knocked out of him.
Okay.
That ain't happened up in New England.
That's good news, Falcons fans. That means that we have a pass rush.
You know what I mean? He going to get the snot knocked out of him. And that's just what I think. because he's lived a pretty charmed existence where he's been.
Yeah.
We ain't seen him on the ground a whole lot in his career.
There's a reason for that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's a reason for that. But there's a couple reasons.
I think the main reason is,
which is what we disagree on,
yep.
He comes from the Peyton Manning. This is the one thing I will give Peyton Manning credit for. He didn't get hit at all. But that's the one thing. And that dude was, is he how much taller Brady than he is? I mean, they're both specimens.
Yeah.
6'5", at least 6'4",
6'5". Somewhere like 6'4".
Okay. And Peyton would fall down in a second. Did it throughout his Tennessee career while he was in Florida. But that's how. He did. The dude went 4 years, never won a game in the state of Florida. Right?
Right.
All right, then. But he knew how to fall down, live to fight another day. And I think Tom Brady is of that ilk.
I think he just gets rid of the ball. That's what he
well,
does.
That too.
He gets rid of the ball. But he gets rid of it quickly. And his thing of is he's never made a living off the deep ball. His thing has been like hitting the guys in yards after the catch.
Because he only had Randy Moss for, a short period of time.
So most of his receivers have been the Wes Welkers and the Amendolas and folks like that who, make the catch of the short pass and turn it into something. Right. So that's what he's been living on. Will he get that where he's going, and will he even get time to do that? And that's the whole thing.
Well, he got an offensive lineman. They made sure they shored up that part of it. By the way, we got to let people know about one thing
yes.
as we get back, before we get back to this conversation. By the way, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and you can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com on all your devices and your smart speakers.
Yes, you can. Yes,
I'll
you
run
can.
You
hope
that
you would do that this morning.
Anyway, Bruce Arians isn't a nitwit. And much like Tom Brady, I think he knows he's got a shelf life too as far as coaching. This is an opportunity. He's considered one of the top coaches in the league.
Oh yeah,
but he not been close to that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and again, we're not throwing out hyperbole here because we know that this 40-plus year old Brady is not the dude.
He's not
who gathered all those rings. And let's be honest with you, a couple of those rings he fell into.
That's why I say he gonna get the you know what knocked out of him.
Well, I don't think one's got to do with the other. I just think that.
Well, I think it does.
Well, he got nothing to do with Malcolm Jenkins making an interception against Seattle and Pete Carroll getting cute at the
well, I know that
at the goal line.
But see, that was before. I'm talking about now.
Yeah, now. But again, I just think he's gonna try and get rid of the. He's gonna fall first, not knocked. Yes, he will get hit, probably more than he did in the season when he was up in New England.
Definitely.
But I think that he's going to just take a dive. And people will. And the nice part about that is, folks in Tampa Bay and people around the league understand why he's doing it. He's going to Pontius Pilate, throw his hands up and,
I don't know, man. We'll see. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But that's been the big news. And we've been hearing about it on the way for so long.
Yeah.
And now it's here.
Were you surprised when you first started hearing Tampa Bay?
Yeah, we had
heard for a minute.
We had heard other places, and
that we thought would be more, connected to what he wants to do. Like LeBron, we knew left Cleveland, and he started his next career by going to L.A.
Yeah,
all right,
which he had already started.
Exactly. Thank you for them checks.
Now, how about that?
Thank you, LeBron, for them checks.
Outstanding.
Survivor's remorse.
Very much.
But while we know that's in place for Brady, he has the luxury of his wife and that corporation that he lives in the house with that makes more money than him and Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
So he can afford not to have to actually plant his flag in L.A. Plus, he knows California, obviously.
Oh, so
he knew what he was doing as far as not going out there. That state, by the way, under complete,
Man, with what's going on out there now. That's serious stuff.
You got that going on. You got L.A. traffic. You got all these things that are in play that make a person who's got a pocket full of rings and can afford to just go where he's going to be most comfortable. The guy who brought him in the league is running things in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an attractive situation. And then, like I said, Bruce Arians is not some scrub as far as a coach. And he's going to put the players around him to protect him. Like I said, I already got an offensive lineman. We know about the specialty positions and the wideouts they got there. So that, I believe, is one of the reasons he went there. And, upon second thought, I thought it was a good decision. I'd like to see him in Vegas. That's selfish for me. Everybody was talking about L.A., whatever. But, listen, now for those of us here in the NFC South, it becomes interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's been an interesting week for the NFC South. And we'll get into that in the next segment. We're going to talk more about the Falcons and NFC South. But back to a little bit this week and the things that that we've seen and the changes here locally in our city. We talked about sheltering in place and people wanting people to stay in one place and not move around very much and the challenges. And I mentioned it out in the bullpen, folks. Think about somebody other than just yourself.
Yes. Yes, please.
The bunt sign is on, if we must use a sport analogy. The bunt sign is on for us. Some of us say, well, I feel fine, and I'm okay, and I usually, you know. The bunt sign is on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And those of us who understand that, have played a team sport or any participate in athletics, you know at some point you do stuff for the team. You do stuff, you make the sacrifice, you do those things that are needed to be done for the whole rather than just ourselves.
Isn't it hard to go down this road without preaching it, folks?
You know what? Not if it gets to the point where they don't have a choice.
Well, that's different.
Some people still got a choice.
But see, that's the problem. We're not making the choices.
You know,
we're not going to turn into China where somebody, you leave that house, we're going to blow your you-know-whats off.
You know,
they did a hard line, you know, holding the thumb down on everybody.
I hope we don't get to that point here.
We're not that country. But the countries that do exercise freedom and things that, you know, we hold dear, we see what's going on in Italy. Okay? Yeah. Can't walk around like Stevie Wonder. We have to see what's going on and learn from that. And all I'm hearing from over there is America, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
So y'all pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have the Bill of Rights here, which is one of the things that makes us a great country.
That's what makes us who we are.
We can't put that in a drawer for, you know, a month or two.
No. You know what I mean? But it is a test. Like I said, if you give an analogy, the bunt sign is on.
Well, not everybody understands baseball, so we're going to have to come up with something more generic than that. Because we have watched some folks that make you shake your head, right?
Yeah.
I have been staying in this week.
The spring break, folks. The spring break, folks.
Yeah, that's a whole – listen.
That's a – wow.
That's where we start. We can't do that, though.
Woo!
I know, but we can't do that.
Yikes.
Old men, get off your grass. That's what our show will be if we do that. So why don't we deputize Kylie Jenner? Who locally could be that Kylie Jenner to speak to young folks?
Yeah.
Who do we get?
Well, we got somebody later on our show who could do that.
But I'm more of a national that we could get on the phone.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, would people even listen to that, though? Because people are so used to doing until it comes to their door.
Yeah.
Until it comes to their door and it impacts somebody that they know, you know. And I got a friend that's in hospital for a bit of diagnosed with some of the symptoms. Doesn't have the full thing, but because he has some pre-existing conditions. And they just kept him in there too.
He was actually admitted to a hospital? That's rare right there.
Well, no, because he's got pre-existing conditions.
Okay, well.
You know, that's the thing. And he has some symptoms. Doesn't have the fever. And that's the thing that goes along with it. So, I mean, that's – and I'm not trying to beat Dr. Sanjay Gupta at all. I'm not trying to take his gig.
You better looking at him.
No.
They're going to put you on TV. We should also acknowledge the fact that we got to do this today. You and I, at a safe distance.
Yes.
We're gonna be our producer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jahi, we want to thank you for getting out of bed, leaving your family.
Yep.
Coming down here, put some gloves on. I know what it's like being in that producer's room. Yeah, open the door. Let some air get through that room.
There's some air circulating there.
Yeah.
And we appreciate him coming out to be and to allow us to be on for you this morning. We want to hear from you, by the way. We're going to get into this morning about things that you know that are taking place. There are a lot of people who have been served during this time. And that's something I think, Greg, we want people to let us know if their organization or if their church, whoever, is serving people who are shut in, serving young people who have to go stay at home instead of going to school and providing meals. We want to know that. If you let us know who you are and where you are in our listening area, you can text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. Give us a call at 404-741-0929. You can drop me on my Twitter at SamCrenshaw23 and let me know who you are and where you are in the services that you're rendering. We want to let people know about that this morning. We're going to entertain you now. We're going to have some fun.
This is a barbershop show this morning.
It really is.
Because it's going to be just a lot of loose conversation about the events of this past week. By the way, obviously there is no casting call.
Yeah.
Industry is shut down. And by the way, take a second and think about that.
Yeah.
We lost the Final Four. We lost, you know, a NASCAR race. We lost, you know, I don't know how many Braves games. But we lost a number of sporting events.
Atlanta United, they're through 8 games now, I think, Major League Soccer.
We've got an industry here who has piped in more money than those and some others collectively, and that's gone. So, in lieu of telling you about jobs, we have something else special we're going to do for you, not only today, but also tomorrow. Just getting started on a Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Remember, you can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com on all your devices and your smart speakers.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Remember, you can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com. All your devices and your smart speakers. Mr. Crenshaw?
Yes.
Well, we don't normally talk music, but who are we listening to and why?
Wow. Kenny Rogers, a.k.a. The Gambler.
Lived here for a minute, right?
Lived still here. Done? Lived here and lived in Athens for a time. And
we lost the gambler?
Yeah, man.
When did it happen? Last night or
overnight? Overnight. 81 years old and just a music legend. They're saying country music. I guess that's the genre he was known most for in the later days. But he was more of a pop top 40 earlier on. And then, of course, the duets with folks like Lionel Richie and, you know, he did a little bit of everything. A lot of stuff with Dolly Parton. You know, together.
We're happy about that.
A lot of music there with Dolly Parton. So, and a great tennis player. He's a great fan of tennis, and he's a really good tennis player.
I think it's fair to say he is one of those people who those of a certain generation don't realize how big he was when he was doing his thing.
You couldn't. He was all on the radio and all over television.
And television making movies. I mean, not just the Gambler the movie, but he was that star who you just saw everywhere. And so may the gambler rest in peace.
Yeah.
You speaking of Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
You know, you heard, I'm not telling tales out of school here. She's about to turn 75.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
My goodness.
And she made an announcement of something that she wanted to do when she hit that number. And everything was in place to have it happen. And then there was another announcement made earlier this week that probably won't happen. She wanted to go back. And while she's been on the cover for different things, it was reported that she wanted to be in Playboy.
Really?
At 75.
Yikes.
And that thing would fly off the shelves faster than anyone you believe if Dolly Parton agreed to do that.
You're right about that.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, in what capacity, we don't know. But that was a statement that came from her camp. Did you hear the news about Playboy? They've stopped publication.
Really?
No more. This past week, the CEO came out and said, nah, we're done. Now, obviously, I think it's still online.
Yeah.
But,
but
the Iconic magazine.
As far as actually printing the.
Yeah, the Iconic magazine is gone.
Wow.
So that ain't happening.
Man.
Another one of those things that fall out from coronavirus. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You put a feeler out last segment about people that are offering services and things like that.
Yep, we did. We asked people to give us a call and encourage you to do that throughout our program this morning so we can share with our neighbors. If you have a business that's supporting people, if your organization, your church is doing things, we want to know. We got somebody now. We got David.
David.
David in Midtown. Good morning, David.
Well, let's see if I can get him. See, now we're at different stations, and this station doesn't allow you to bring him on. So you're going to tell you. David, good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How y'all living?
So far, so good, man.
We all gloved up, man.
Yeah, we gloved and masked up.
We gloved and sanitized.
Because let everybody know, we old. Okay.
Yeah, hey, look. Hey, we're rocking that future song, Mask Off, Mask On. So I own a few little restaurants. We have one that's actually about 2-3 blocks from y'all called Cafe Lucia.
Okay.
We got one on 12th Street on the way to Piedmont Park in between Juniper and Piedmont.
Okay.
Another one in Smyrna Market Village. And we got another one in downtown Roswell off Canton Street. But what we're doing, I mean, we're not supplying 5-4-course meals, but if you come in and you're hungry, we're making people sandwiches so that they can get through. And I'm also working with my Boar's Head rep with Highland Provisions, and we're trying to get as much meat and groceries so you can take them home to your kids, because we got my U.S. Foods rep is talking about shipping us some food as well so we can go ahead and deliver it to people too.
David, what are your hours?
We'll be open today. We're going to open up at 8 a.m. and probably close on volume because we do have a full bar. And I'm not trying to encourage people to drink, but we've been having a good time.
Okay. Well, some people come in and get out. I think if you're in the city of Atlanta, I think the mayor is allowing people to to take that home with them. I don't know how you're packaging that up.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with a nice mimosa on a Saturday morning there, Mr. Crenshaw, as they say up there on Wabash.
As long as we still socially distance. What are the name
absolutely.
What are the name of your locations once again so we can remind people, Dave?
Smyrna, Midtown, and...
Yeah, but what are the name of them?
It's Cafe Lucia, L-U-C-I-A.
I spelled it right, too. Look at that.
Okay.
That's a thing for me.
And this one's in...
Yeah, and then if we can, if everything goes correctly on Monday, we'll have care packages for people to take home.
Okay.
Like a loaf of bread, you know, some meat and cheese and stuff like that so they can take it home.
So, again, let's explain the process. You guys are going to open the doors at 8 o'clock to the public. People need something to eat, whatever. They just come by, pull up, or they, I mean, you guys have a side window that you're handing things to. How are you actually operating this process?
People are calling ahead, but you see, we limited our dining room to 7 people.
Right.
But we have a plethora of outdoor seating.
Okay.
So people, all the tables have been spaced 8 feet from each other. So people have just been walking in, placing and going, or we've been taking orders at the door.
Are you recommending?
But I also wanna,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's, but I also want to, a lot of people out here who still have their jobs that are working from home are coming by and donating a lot, and I'm grateful to those people. Because I've had numerous people just come in and buy gift cards and not even take the gift card with them.
Gotcha. Oh, that's like, smooth.
There is, because we have a good bit of employees, and we're trying to all I'm still trying to fight to pay them all.
You're a good man.
You're doing amazing things.
Yes, you are.
You really are. So once again, Midtown is Cafe Lucia in Midtown.
And Smyrna.
And what's downtown Roswell.
Roswell. There you go. Downtown Roswell. Yep. And you're just going to stay open until you run out of food, correct?
And we're staying open until they put a lock on our door.
Oh, put, I meant today.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, some people said, what are you going to do if they order a shutdown? I said, well, I'm going to make sure everybody's fed until they can, until they lock my doors with a chain.
How about that?
David, while we got you on the phone, and again, thank you very much. This is David who runs Cafe Lucia. And we're, throughout the show, we'll let people know about what you're doing over there. All right, obviously, you listen to the station. You're a sports fan?
I got my DSLs for the Falcons.
What do you think about what the Falcons have done this week?
Man, I'm pretty excited. I'm not going to lie. It's cool to see them make the moves in the offseason because God knows we don't make moves. And it's cool because you can actually see that finally they're trying to do something, which is good. I'm excited about Gurley. I know people are complaining about his knee, but heck, last year he had a whole bunch of time off. Fowler, I think he's going to be a beast. He's going to compliment like a champion. I think they just re-signed the safety Nesmith.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I'm excited about the season. It'd be nice if we give up some first rounds and go after. I want Derrick Brown personally out of Auburn. I think he's a monster. I think Chase Young is going to be great. But I like Brown out of Auburn.
Yep, and out of the Lanier High School over in Gwinnett County. He's one of our homeboys.
David, man, we appreciate it. You're doing a great thing today. And well, moving forward, not just today, you're going to be old. Now, this is a 7-day-a-week thing. You guys going to do it until further notice?
Man, we're going to do it every day a week, every hour we're open.
God bless you.
We're going to stick together, guys.
There all right. Go. We got to do
you,
it.
Man.
David, thanks so much.
Thank you, man. That is David in Midtown. He is the owner of Cafe. Am I saying it right? Lucia.
Cafe Lucia. Midtown and also a location in Smyrna and Roswell. He's doing, that's a tremendous thing. We want to hear about more people who are doing this type thing in our area. And, you know, it's a time to serve. It really is.
And I'm telling you what, it's a good time because right now I'm hearing from, you know, I've been on the mailing list of some places. And we're getting notices from those places talking about pretty much. I mean, they're not saying the doors are shut, but they're thanking us for our years of patronage.
Yeah.
And one of them is a place that, you know, we've talked about on the radio that, you know, the minute I moved here, I wanted to find out where the Blues Clubs was.
Yeah.
We're talking about Blind Willie's.
Yeah.
And Blind Willie's is, they're closing up.
Yeah.
You know, they're one of the many there in Virginia Highlands, a lot of those businesses. Seeing some of those stories that happened, I'm saying, think about this, man. This is the first time we've been walking the earth where there's not people talking about on March 18th about the incredible St. Patrick's Day parade they went to the day before.
It just came and went this past week. It just came and went, you know. And then some people tried to still make it be normal and try to get out and drink the green beer. But for the most part, man, nobody talked. It's amazing the things that happened during the course of the week that we knew were normally big things that we watched for. Obviously, today we're supposed to be in the second round of the NCAA tournament. as well. They have second-round tournament games coming up today. And later on in our show, Georgia Tech basketball coach Josh Pastner is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about March Madness and the role he would have played as one of the hosts for the Final Four here in town. But we were in second-round games supposed to be going on.
You know, as you say that, I'm reminded of what I've seen. I guess it was. It would have either happened. Yeah, it happened Friday. Or Thursday. It would have been Thursday, the 19th. Where's my phone at? I got to check my calendar. Anyway, they've been running reruns of Ron Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Falling off the
R.J. Hunter making a big shot
and his assistant,
Georgia State beating Baylor.
Who almost got as much notice for her and her wardrobe.
The trainer, Danica. Danica's amazing. She's an amazing person.
Been seeing a lot of that. So, yeah, reliving moments of the past Final Fours. But the things that I have seen this week is networks have to fill up programming, man.
Yeah.
And you watching the other shows. Now, listen, there may come a time where you and I are doing this from the luxury of our man cave.
How about that? You know what I mean?
But they ain't got to us yet.
We're here, people.
We're here. We're literally here.
We are live. Matter of fact, like I said, this next break, we're going to take a little snapshot of us being in place. Because last week we published a picture of us with the gloves on.
Yeah, I brought you some gloves. You got the heavy-duty hazel ones on today.
I got some big yellow ones.
Because I came in here last...
I don't care. I got them. I don't care what you say.
Remember Randy McMichael was giving me a little
bit of
skunk eye?
Oh, yeah. He was giving me a rough time about having the gloves on. I'm like, man, no. We got to do that today. Shout out to some people in our next segment. We're going to talk with Kurt Miller. He's the athletic director in Henry County High School. Bands of things you hate to hear in our industry. And you feel what's going to happen with the games not happening. But this week we heard of several local newspapers. And John Bednarowski, our friend,
Journal,
told us that they're cutting back a lot of the sports staff in some of the locals. He lost a couple of his writers this week up in Gwinnett County, down in Henry County. And we hope that some kind of way those positions come back. But high school athletics is not happening right now. And
everything's going to change.
Yeah.
Everything.
You wonder what's going to be the thing that goes forward with that, because eventually everybody will be back in school. Eventually the games and activities will continue. But what will be in place for that to inform people in those communities about what the young people are doing? And I know we do a lot of stuff, you know, on social media. We do a lot of stuff different ways, but usually you always count on that community newspaper that's there that gets out and gives you the things that you can't get anyplace else. And when those people are gone, how do you get those stuff?
I don't know, but again, let's not take our eye off the ball here. We don't know what's going to happen with this virus. Does it go away completely? Does it, you know, hibernate like bears do and come back? We don't know. So everything is going to look different. I'm trying to be gloom and doom here.
Oh, no.
But let's not assume that after a period of time, like, again, Adam Silver came out this past week. And he tried to appease, I don't know, a number of people, sponsors and basketball fans and the world, but he doesn't know. And he's been one of the few that have said, listen, I know you want to hear from me, but I'm like the other commissioners and heads of teams and leagues and things like that, that this is all uncharted territory.
Yeah.
He's
tried to be optimistic. More than anyone, he's tried to be very optimistic that the NBA will come back in some way or fashion, that they will play. But he don't know for sure.
That's right.
You know?
And guys are still testing positive.
Yeah.
So what happened with the Lakers? What's up with that? The collateral damage of teams that played the Nets, that's still being played out.
Yeah.
We haven't even addressed what's going on with Major League Baseball. You got guys coming from other countries here for spring training, or they've been here. Now baseball's, but I want to go home.
Yeah,
well, do you let them go home?
Nah.
And moreover, can they get back?
Yeah, that's
because we got, you know, we
I
got
think
borders.
Everybody that's here is kind of staying for time being. We'll you know, we'll see. It's an amazing time. It's an unusual time, like no other we've ever experienced.
One of the things that we are going to talk about this morning, once again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Stick around, because we are going, those NBA players that we just alluded to, some of them have become sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's a real easy word. It just went right out of my mind. It just like completely left me. Don't you hate it when good sentences go bad?
Wow.
Inventive.
Okay.
How about that? We're going to talk about some of those guys, and they're dipping their toe into another competition. We're going to talk about that coming up. But again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And remember, you can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com and all your devices and your smart speakers. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You can listen to 92.9 The Game on radio.com and all your devices and your smart speakers. I got thrown a little bit. I ain't going to lie to you.
Why that?
Because he is like pulling from my library, and
yeah,
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah,
I thought it was like somebody put some music on a commercial.
Yeah.
Very nice. Take an extra 20 out of petty cash for yourself. That was good. Yeah, a little smooth jazz. Shout out to Rogine, baby.
That's real stuff. Man, I was talking to him this week, too.
You saw Rogine?
I talked with him. Anyway,
okay.
Didn't see him,
you always, you know, that's a standing how you doing for me.
Absolutely.
When you talk to Rogine.
Before
we get to our next guest, we want to remind you of something that happened this last segment. And those of you listening that are doing the same, if you are a business owner, work at a business that you know of that is doing something special for the community, helping folks out in any way, whether it's serving food or handing out masks and gloves and things like that, you're there doing something when you don't have to be.
Right.
Let us know about it.
Yes.
So we can put the word out. We heard from David early last night when he runs Cafe Lucia.
Yep.
Got three locations, Smyrna, Midtown, downtown Roswell. You can open the doors at 8 o'clock and you can go by there and get a meal.
Yep.
That's right. Sandwiches mostly right now, I believe he said.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a call ahead of time, but they will make sure that you have something to eat. And I think he alluded to something. We ain't trying to promote this or nothing, but
you
got some tables outside. Oh, that's kind of a rainy day, man, yesterday.
Yeah.
Last couple of days were great. But he will help you out with the, if you want an early morning mimosa, those of you old enough.
Yeah. Hey, as always, usually this segment, we do something related to youth and high school sports. And joining us now on the waitfor.com hotline is Kurt Miller, the athletic director, Henry County Schools. And sadly enough, Kurt, as we joined us this morning, there's no activity for the schools. We've been over a week into this right now. How are you and the coaches and the students and the teachers dealing with this time?
Yeah, so good morning, guys, and thanks for having me. Having me on,
a pleasure.
It's just weird. It's waking up and knowing that the fields are empty, the buses aren't taken to away games, and we're just trying to figure out what the next step is. We feel for the seniors that right now currently they're having their seasons cut short, but we hope at some point that there'll be a break. And maybe we can get back on the field and see if they can have some culmination to their senior season.
Yeah. Notice something that you're doing, and I hope that some of the other systems are noticing. Everybody, of course, is responsible for, attracting attention, those college-bound students who want to participate at the next level. But you're doing something special in addition because the senior sports are not getting a chance to showcase. If these seniors are counting on this season to showcase to try to get into college, it's being taken away from them.
Right. So we, usually in normal circumstances, the college coaches, they'll communicate with the high school coaches, and the recruiting process kind of goes that route. And so with what we're dealing with right now, I was trying to figure out a way if there's anything that we could do at the district level to help the seniors. And so we, Sam, I'm big on Google, so we do everything paperless, but we put out a Google sheet to our ADs, and it's our hope that our seniors that do want to play at the next level and they haven't signed anywhere, that they're going to put their information on that Google sheet. And then once we get it populated, then we're going to, we'll make that private and push it out on social media. And then college coaches that are interested in it, they'll DM me, and then I will share that information with them, and then they'll have access to all 10 high schools. And, they can look at, sport by sport. It'll have their name, their school, their position, their stats, and any kind of link to a highlight film. And then maybe we can help them out that way. I mean, if we get one kid signed out of that, then I think it's worth doing.
We are talking to Dr. Kurt Miller.
He is Dr. Kurt Miller.
AD of Henry County Schools, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Doc, and by the way, I'm going to call you doctor for the rest of this interview.
he likes that.
Yeah.
I've been called worse.
So. I'm curious because, everything's, sort of a trickle-down effect, and not to minimize what you do in the high school level, but how do you guys feel, or how do you personally feel about the conversation that's been swirling around colleges and that the guys who were seniors losing their eligibility but yet couldn't play to be given an extra year so they can stay and get that season in, or you know, however it's been worded, but they're not necessarily going to be giving up the space that high school player would get. How do you feel about that conversation?
You know, I feel terrible for seniors at any level. That they've been working so hard, or maybe their team had high aspirations, for this spring to come out and try to win a championship, or just to improve on what they did last year. I think it's actually a really good thing that they're being able to, they're given the opportunity to do it. Now, how that looks, I don't know. I don't think we know enough about it yet. How does that look on the roster? You know, are they going to expand? You know, what schools are allowed to have? Are they going to let them have more scholarship money to keep those kids on the team? You know, what does the red shirt thing look like? Because I would imagine the red shirt numbers are going to be through the roof. But, you know, that's something that those are things that can be worked out. But I think them being given the opportunity to come back and play another year if they choose to, I really do think that's a good thing.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Dr. Kurt Miller. He's the athletic director for Henry County High School, and he is social. You can follow him on Twitter @Kurt_Miller30, and @HCAthletics_HCS. Last spring was such a big one. I know you guys hate to lose baseball season, because last year you had two teams in the Final Four and one team in the championship series.
Yeah, we've very proud of Locust Grove for getting to the Final Four, and Ola playing Loganville for the state championship. And I tell you, the game with Ola up in Gwinnett was just unbelievable. And, we've been very fortunate the last few years in Henry County to where we've had at least two teams win a state championship. And, you know, probably before 2010, that was just something that didn't happen in our district. So the influx of athletes, the great coaching that we have, it's been fun to sit back and watch the successes that our teams have had.
Doc, given the fluid motion of what's going on today, how are your days, or at least looking at this last week, what's taken up most of your days lately?
To be honest with you, it's thinking outside the box. You know, we had a virtual AD meeting. We met with our high school ADs on Tuesday at 12:45, and then our middle school ADs at 1:45 on Google Meet. But, you know, it's thinking ahead and being prepared. So we Dr. Hines, I think, is doing a really good job with GHSA by not canceling anything and just kind of waiting it out and see what happens. And so we challenged our ADs to get with their spring sports head coaches to communicate with their colleagues in the region. You know, what if we come back after spring break and we've got an abbreviated state tournament? So what does that look like? So we asked them to come up with, let's say you've got a week to come up with your top four that go to the state tournament, or you've got a week to come up with your top two. And so how's that going to look like in your region? So if we do come back to play, we're set, we're ready, and there's no surprises. If we don't come back, how are we going to collect all our uniforms? You know, and so it's forward thinking, trying to get a grasp on what's going on currently, but at the same time being prepared for what may or may not come down the road.
Yeah. Wrapping things up here with Kurt Miller, the athletic director, Dr. Kurt Miller, correct me, Greg.
Man, went to school a lot longer than you and I.
I know that's right. They turned me around.
It took a long time. Now, let me. This didn't happen quick. I can promise you.
Well, at least they let you in. They sent me back the other way down the hall. athletic director at Henry County. Before I let you go, when something like this happens, or last time we tried to compare it to 9/11, but it's not like 9/11. But we still had some things that changed after 9/11, and we take them for granted now, the extra security measures that we go through. What do you see that may be something that lasts and remains after this, especially when it comes to high school or schools, period?
Right. So, Sam, that's a really good question. I haven't thought about that. I think that, I just think right now we're just trying to understand what's going on now. Once we're back and everything's, you know, full speed ahead, I think that's when we'll have time to look back on what's gone on and just kind of wrap our minds around it. I do know one thing. I've always challenged people to be really good communicators. And I think that's something right now, the communication skills and the way we project messages to our players, to our coaches, to our communities. I think that's something that's going to have, you know, I think there's going to be more, more push behind that to ensure that it's effective communication, and we're getting the right message out there and calming the masses instead of creating more hysteria and I think along those lines.
Okay, but communication is the key, and with that, we wrap things up. Thank you for joining us this morning. Great to have you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dr. Kurt Miller, Henry County High School's Athletic Director. And please say hello to Coach Miller for us this morning as well, all right?
I'll do it.
Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
All right. A lot of information there. And he mentioned Google several times. He's very forward thinking. You know, he's not like them old coaches that, you know, I remember the time when coaches wouldn't even have a email address. They thought the web.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
We get everything done over there at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
What you want, we're going to order for you. What you want.
Yeah, he does it so much differently. And I'm, you know, good to hear his insight and what he's doing. But, you know, like you said, there's the fear of the unknown. Not knowing what's going to happen and just dealing with it.
Which is crazy because you come up with a great idea, a great thought, and then the calendar turns over and you can't execute it.
Yeah.
All right, here's what we got coming up next for you. Normally we do at coming up at top of the hour is a casting call. Obviously, with the industry shut down, there's nothing. So Sam and I have decided to give you our thoughts on while everybody's kind of locked indoors and going through Netflix and all the other channels and watching movies. We're going to give you four movies from four different genres that we recommend to you. Do what you want with them, but we're going to give you our own little... Basically, we're being Siskel and Ebert. And for those of you not old enough, Google them. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. And remember, you can listen to 929 The Game on radio.com, all your devices and your smart speakers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.